These are going to be the greatest stories that have ever been told about holographic relationships in ideas of reflection of light. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. Listen, in my hologram, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. Are you listening? That where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, the place that we're going to go, you know, and the way that we're going to go, you know also. And Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you're going, and how can we know the way? And Jesus is going to talk to him now all about this hologram. You listen. I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. And no man cometh unto the Father of universal mind out in the totality of all that there is in the direction of infinite space and time, but by me. If you had known me, you should have known my Father. And from now on, now I'm going to make a declaration to you. You know him and have seen him. And Philip, who so beautifully expresses the concern of the exchange that's going on in our description of hologram, says, show us that, Father, and it's all we got to see. And Jesus says to him, have I been so long with you that you have not known me, Philip? He that has seen me has seen the Father. And how do you say then, show me the Father? I'll try it again. Have I been with you so long that you don't see in the hologram that the reflection of the images of our correspondence are what reality is? Believe thou not that I am in the Father, and that the Father is in me, and that the words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he does the work? Look at it. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me in the very works that I do, because the works that I do will be reflections of the idea of the world as a hologram. We used to call this a theory within the idea of the Jesus principle, which holds that the universe is like a hologram. Just as a trick of light allows a fully three-dimensional image to be recorded on a flat piece of film, our seemingly three-dimensional universe could be completely equivalent to alternative quantum fields and physical laws that are painted on a distant vast surface. Here's what Jesus says. The physics of black holes, immensely dense concentrations of mass, provides a hint that the principle might be true. Studies of the black hole show that although it defies what you call common sense in relationship with observation of it, the maximum entropy or information content of any region of space is defined not by its volume, are you listening, but by its surface area. And we hope that this surprising finding is a clue to what we're trying to show you in the idea that in my Father's house are many mansions of comparison of what we're teaching. Are you with me with this? The idea that it's going to be possible for us now, finally, after what we term this little 40,000 year cycle of coming here, being here, and leaving within the dramatics of this, will be demonstrated, won't they, by the idea of the scripture that I intend to read you in regard to the holographic universe. With me. What we're going to do is be a provision for an idea that the scripture that we're going to be presented with from a single whole mind coming from outside of this arrangement and appearing suddenly with us, all right, is where just a moment ago, if we looked with you, excuse me, I couldn't see him say it.
I couldn't see him.
What I'm going to read you about a holographic universe, may I join you here? Huh? What I'm going to read you, good morning, about the possibility of a holographic universe will be a simple notation coming directly from the scripture of what we term ideas of relationship, of expressions, of narrative tales concerning our body function as groups of people, are what a hologram is. In effect, what we're trying to determine here is the outcome that I read you at the beginning of this. That my concern actually, and this is all directly now from the scripturizing, is not particularly about the darkness or the evilness of you in correspondence with what you think you are, but rather, and this is the scripture we're going to read, the conversion from that darkness to the inevitability of light in the simple idea that the correspondence of reflection of light, and I'm looking out now into the entire universe, will be about how Jesus expresses the idea of a correspondence of a hologram of light, in which that reflection of light, this is directly what the scripture says, in regard to your capacity to see it, in the certainty that our source is common. That is, you might just well look at your rejection of this. We're all finally going to have come from the same source. We are all finally have going to come into a hologram of ideas of light, of reflection. And we're all finally going to be determining the outcome of the power of a single decision of our mind, which are why we are here. See, that's what we were reading at the beginning when Jesus begins to talk to you. He and Philip begin to talk about the certainty that the reflection of light that I'm about to offer you in the hologram will be an indication of your acceptance of the ultimate simplicity that my mere presence physically in a reflection of light are what the requirement is. Here. Let's practice just for a moment now. Here we are. We're doing holographic universe. This is the scripture. It's not going to hurt you to hear a little of what this scripture says. This is the Holy Testament. It's the idea of a, what was the term that Jesus wanted me to use? Kabbalah. He wants me to use the Aramaic word Kabbalah, which when translated into the idea of the conversion of the mind means accept. Hologram of light is the acceptance of a reflection of conversion of light with no regard to what the conversion itself is. Amazingly enough, in the idea of the hologram, the singular reality of accepting the nature of conversion is also always increasing frequency of light that give you better reflections of what we want to see. Are you with me with this? Let's listen to just a little more about what he says here. Listen. Believe me that I am in my Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very works, the action of my mind. Listen, verily I say unto you, he that believes on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I am going to go to my Father with a new provision of light. You listen, and whatever you're going to ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. You look with me at why we're teaching this miracle of holographic conversion. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. I'm going to try it again with you. You don't like the idea of the scripture, but the simple fact of the matter is that as a human condition of a hologram or an idea of reflection of light, all of the power of your mind in making decisions about what you want to see are yours to make. You listening with me? You ask anything in my name and I'll do it. Now look at me. If you love me, you keep my commandment. And my commandment is very simply that you love one another. If you're getting a reflection within your hologram of a light arrangement of a storyline, except that you communicate the peace that you find within your own mind, you will not be keeping the commandment that I am giving you. You listen with me. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever within the spirit of the field of energy or tachyon energy of conversion from the dark form to the light. Listen to me. Even the Spirit of Truth, who this world in reflection of light cannot receive because it sees him not and it doesn't know him. But you're listening to me? But you know him. Shall I tell you why? He dwells with you, doesn't he? He dwells with you and he's going to be with you. You listen to me. I'm not going to leave you comfortless. I'm going to come to you. You look with me. Yet a little while and this world is going to see me no more. But you listen to me. You will see me, and because I live, you shall live also. Here we are now, teaching directly about a reconfiguration of the identity of yourself. At that day, you shall know that I am in my Father, and that you are in me, and that I am in you. You will know that I am in my Father, the single source of reality, and that you are in me, and that the manner in which we are coming to know that are the reflection of light that I'm receiving in the simple idea of the reasonableness that the application that I am making, say to me, doing. I need action of doing in correspondence with the apparent distance that has been established. Yet my concern, this directly from my Savior now, as I have received it and am entering into my arrangement with you, is only about the reflection of light that we're receiving. Are you going to listen to me? Not about the content. In other words, the content of the idea of any specific arrangement of location in space-time cannot possibly exceed the idea of a direction of observation of it, which could only be a reflection of the light. Here's what Jesus says, and we're going to go back to the idea that he is walking with you now, with the what you call the disciples or the ministers of God, offering us reflections of light. Before I do, if it's okay with you in this hologram, I'll read you just a little bit more about what Jesus wants you to see in the reasonableness. This is called, Jesus calls this healing. This is how Jesus is able to convert the physical body that appears to be out there. Okay. Can I read you a little bit about the hologram and how this works and the evidence of it? I just saw it work there. Will that be all right with you? Here. What I'm going to do is this. Is this all right? Mm-hmm. I've got 26 minutes left. Huh? I've got to... Here. I'm going to take off my shirt. There. Here, watch. The activity of walking in Jesus, in that little interval that you just had, the idea of Jesus was with us, fulfilling a capacity of the observation of your body formulation in the nature within the hologram, that a conversion of you would be possible in the reflection of light. This is now from, obviously, from a testimony. This is coming from the whole Bible, and I know that you like to examine it in multiple ways, just as I am examining with you multiple ways about a holographic universe. But the simple admission of the reflection of light in regard to what you want to view, using the power of the thought process of you, there's an assumption here that you recognize that the consciousness of you, what you call the conscience, consciousness of you, is aware of a continuing conversion going on in its mind. Listen with me just a little bit more now about the hologram. Listen. Black hole thermodynamics, a central player in the idea of a dark form of enclosure in which you appear to be trapped, are developments in a black hole. Black holes are a consequence of what is termed general relativity, or the conversion of light in reflection, that are deemed a part of the association of the necessity of conversion from mass density to the idea of light. In this theory, gravitation arises from the curvation of space-time, which makes objects move as if they were pulled by a force. Listen, conversely, the curvation is caused by the presence of matter and energy. And according to Einstein's equation, a dense concentration of matter or energy will curve space-time so extremely that it rents, forming a black hole. The laws of relativity forbid anything that went into a black hole from coming out again, and this is why Jesus is going to teach you, at least within the classical non-quantum description of the physics. Why? The point of no return, called the event horizon of the black hole, is of crucial importance. In the simplest case, the horizon is a sphere whose surface area is larger for more massive black hole. Listen, it is impossible to determine what is inside a black hole, and no detailed information can emerge across the horizon and escape into the outside world. In disappearing forever into a black hole, however, a piece of matter does leave some traces, and according to what we are offering you now, that is measurable within the idea of what Jesus is going to tell us in regard to his description of his appearing suddenly, what seems to be out of nowhere, recognizing you within your framework, and saying very simply that this is not where you belong. There's a great deal of joy for me in the simple idea that you've been willing to look at a scripture of the possibility, look with me, of a presence, of a formulation, of a reflection of how I am within my own organization of thought form. If what I just allow you to read in the particulars of me will define for you within this scripture ideas of the entrance of me in the entire utilization of the light that allows for an expansion of how I am viewing my individual self in the light formulation. Jesus, guys, Jesus loves to teach. I'm walking with you. Will you say that? I'm just curious. Say to me, I'm walking with you.
I'm walking with you.
See, what he really says is, and this is to Philip, no matter how I organize myself, you got to listen to what this says. Now, somewhere you're going to have to make the admission that what it says, it means. That is, there is no question that heretofore, whatever you term yourself, Christianity, whatever the hell that is, in the entropy of the idea of the reflection of light, you're continually getting better reflections in the hologram, or the idea of a true reflection of you that will be more available to you in the anthropic idea that it's possible to see more than you are. Very quickly, just a little bit more about what Jesus is saying to us here in this hologram. Listen. Remember what we said to you, even the Spirit of Truth, who the world cannot receive because it doesn't see him, neither knows him, but you know him, for he dwells with you and shall be in you. And I will not leave you comfortless, and I will come to you in a better reflection of light to offer you the love that I'm feeling, inner idea of the forgiveness of me that's necessary. Yet a little while, and the world sees me no more, but you see me, and because I live, you are going to live also. And in that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I in you. And he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loves me. Listen, and he that loves me shall be loved of my Father. Listen, and I will love him and will manifest myself in him in reflections of light. Very simply, what I'm saying to you in the idea of the reflection of the correspondent in which we are finding ourselves are that what we call the gravity idea of pressure that is in the enclosure of the idea of this little space that I seem to occupy can, from the idea that I am being offered within the framework of the possibility of a hologram, a certainty that the reflection of light that I am receiving will always be indications, and I'm going to use the word before the break here, I'm going to leave you for about 1,000 years. This is the whole idea of Jesus. Okay, you're going to listen to me now? Say to me, I'm afraid.
I'm afraid.
Yes. If I'm going to involve you with the emotional idea of the love that Jesus is expressing for us, it cannot not be an idea that in the reflection of a hologram of light by which you locate yourself in your individual idea of containment within a space of occupancy of your body form. And this is what Jesus is offering to you as what you call a minister, what you call a disciple. He's asking you to use your mind. You may as well hear this with me. There isn't anywhere in Jesus' teaching where he says anything except, I am mindful of the idea that we all come from a single source of reality, and that the penetration of the light into this little hologram of the idea of light can cause a devastating moment of fear from which will expand the eternal light of what you are. I'm going to be back with you in a second. That was lovely. The correspondence that you're finding with your separation of each other are being combined into what we call a spirit or a tachyon field of light energy that convert the idea of the substance that what appears to be the darkness of us is just a dim reflection of the light that we actually are. I'll be with you in just a moment. That's my favorite. You notice how we all came together within a holographic idea to demonstrate the idea of the singularity in a particular reappearance of Jesus, who is now here with us? Yes. Oh, he left for a moment. He'll be back. I'm coming back down. into an idea that you are going to be able to hear me in regard to this idea of a holographic universe by setting up for you a parameter of light in which you are agreeing to enter with me in the principles of what we just sang together. Is that okay with you? Yes, I'll come and sit down here. My goodness sake. Here's the idea of the simplicity of the offering. First of all, I want to say this to you. Thank you for the principles of the idea that you are determined to see that the reflections of light that I'm offering you are actually correspondence of how you're looking to yourself. That is, I know that you complicate it with all of the ideas of the variation, yet statistically, within the idea of, what do you call it, the DNA of your emotional evaluation of yourself in physical form, we're actually all the same, aren't we? Oh, yes, here was an idea of a mindfulness of you, okay? What does that say?
Human see, human do.
Human see, human do. It's a simple idea that Jesus teaches you that a revealing reflection of yourself in correspondent, see that, with your emotional evaluation of yourself will always offer you the idea that the reflection of you, say to me, are other than me. Yes, the principle is that in the entirety of universal mind, that is the comparison of the structure of the darkness of the light form in which I am finding myself, there is a reflection of light that will constitute what I want to see about myself. Now, I'm going to have to do a little religious intention here. However you're reading the idea of what I'm offering you, this is a scripture or a direction from a mind that is saying to you, I am mindful of your individual containment of capacity of dark light to have an individual corresponding experience of a factoring of degrees of light, say to me, and disappear.
And disappear.
Now, I'm going to try this with you because I feel like it. What Jesus is going to say to you is that I am going to leave you. This is what he says initially. I'm going to leave you in a reflection of light. And in this little interlude I have in time, I'll begin to show up in particulars of field of energy, like we just sang together, in the idea that you're happy that I'm being born again in the reflection of light that you and I are receiving. I love the idea that the correspondence of the light that I now carry with me out into the universe will set up reflections of an entropy of light or idea of the nothingness of me in a moment of entire darkness that will immediately be a moment of the entirety of light. Shall we look about how Jesus is going to remind us if he's going to center with us in the hologram of an idea that I am offering you an entirely different sequence of time that you were in before we sang the song? There's no reason you can't hear this. Where is it that you're so fearful of the idea of undergoing a conversion within your own physical formulation? What does Jesus laugh at you? He says, what are you going to do, die? He says, there's no such thing as death. Here's what he said. He said, I already underwent a death experience. If I'm going to be born again, the death experience that I underwent are showing to me the reappearance of a reformulation of the extension of light by which I may perform acts of holograms in the idea that our light, now I'm really teaching, this is directly from scripture. You want to hear it or not? Please don't tell me it doesn't say it. Deny it, attack it, be fearful of it, but don't deny with me the idea that we all come from a single source of reality and are using our energy of conversion within this hologram of the extension where gravity is not forcing us to resist the idea, okay, of the totality of the nature of conversion that will continually give us a better reflection than we've had up until now. That was good, huh? Am I aware that many of you, in the name of yourself, are appearing within redimensional associations of galactic ideas of journeying out into the universe? Come on. You ever look at how little this place is? With a single sun, with a single correspondence of energy, as compared to the galaxies that you're seeing all around you? This is what Jesus is saying about your idea of gathering together in the importance of your individual conversion, of the action of your mind, looking through a reflection of light to see a here and a now more clearly, without holding on to a previous reference that retained the idea of the darkness of fear that had represented you. Listen to me. Listen to me about the hologram of light that has increased the intensity of the love that I'm feeling without the conflict of, I don't know who that is out there, I'm therefore afraid. The whole principle of a moment of fear is nothing but the representation that you can be located somewhere in the universe. This is what Jesus is saying. Will you listen with me? Listen. If you abide in me, abide, live within my association, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it will be done unto you. Look, herein is my Father glorified, that you may bear the fruit of the conversion of your thought process, that you may be one of my disciples of the exchange of the gifts we offer each other in the thought of who we are. As a father has loved me, so have I loved you. Continue you in my love, in the Kabbalah, in the idea of accepting the idea within my mind formulation is what the word Kabbalah actually means. Say it out loud to me.
Receiving.
It means receiving. What an amazing idea that the entirety of the tradition of the idea of a mystical experience, Kabbalah, means experiencing,
receiving.
It means I can receive it, and it has no regard to the manner in which I define, except perhaps in the expectation of the possibility that it might be true. Okay? This is the whole idea of the fear that's being represented in the idea that I am mindful in my appearance, and this is the Rig Veda. This is as old as the idea of Homo sapiens. This is as old as the idea that contained within me somewhere are the light of a universal mind, okay, that will give me evidence of who I really am. That was very lovely. What'd you do, momentarily lose your fear? Yeah. Now is it back? Oh, sure. See, you're constantly reflecting back and forth to yourself. This is directly from the scripture of Jesus. The question is not that. I'm teaching from that. The question is, where are you going to hear it in the idea of the admission, at the very minimum, that this is what it says? I don't know what you call yourself, and I don't care. The idea of the organization of the realization that the thought process that you are employing now in order to give you a conscious, conscience definition of what you are the necessity to increase the frequency of the love that I'm feeling in a singular mind from Jesus, in the recognition that God employs a singular mind of an extension of himself that does not deviate between the idea of my separation in space-time and the reality of the universe that's all around me. Listen. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy in the happiness that you're feeling in this act of the conveyance in the hologram of our escaping from space-time out into the universe. Here it is. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. I'm going to say it to you again. You want to see the consciousness of what you're afraid to perform. A simple act of love says that you love one another as I have loved you. Listen, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do whatever I command you. You listen with me. I want you to hear what I'm going to tell you now. You can hear this. I expect you henceforth, as what you call a Christian, whatever that idea of the reflection of yourself is, within the hologram of the idea of yourself, that you teach it this way. From now on, I'm not going to call you servant, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord does. But I have called you friends. Look with me. For all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. Are you listening with me? I'm back for just a moment. I can't resist it. I can't resist the idea that I can love you without discriminating within my own mind the thing that I'm required to love. But certainly, if it's going to be represented either as the idea of an enemy in the act of the defense of myself, or beginning at this moment a friend that I previously had rejected in the idea of separate organizations of space-time, which is why we're here, we suddenly feel moments of bright light of reflection in which we are representing virtually in its entirety the idea of God's love. At a minimum, it reflects a mission, whether friend or enemy, that we recognize individually in setting up a new parameter of light form in which we escape out into the universe. Listen again. Listen again. You hear what I said? From now on, I'm not going to call you servants. A servant does know what his Lord does. I have called you friends. For all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. You listen to me. Here's a beautiful idea of how you can represent yourself as a so-called Christian if you want to. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth the fruit of the idea of the energy of the joy of love, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he's going to give it to you. You look with me. Now I'm going to take one little crucial element about the manner in which you defend yourself in the fear of the hologram that I'm teaching. These things have I commanded you. Say to me, you got to love one another. There's no possibility, I'm back for a moment, there's no possibility that you can escape the idea of dramatic evidence that you're reflecting to yourself within a mass density of ideas you have, particulars that you have rejected from the fundamental idea of a black hole containment from which you're never going to be able to escape. This is directly from the whole idea of escaping out into the hologram of the universe. Look with me. I feel trapped in here. the darkness. I look out, I see the universe out there, yet it seems to me that I can't make my escape. You look with me. You were found in this idea of dimensional association by a reflection of light that now corresponds with your conversion in what you want to see. In what you want to see in the reflection that we're all using the same power of light, aren't we? Thank you for that. Shall I teach just for a moment? I was depending that the time would come when you would offer me, very simply in the sequence that we have just performed, incidentally, that there's always something else within our light that we can see without regard to what it is. It's an instant of the recognition of love that will be continuous in my mind if I don't demand ideas of the separation of my body form, but simply recognize a union of my mind with yours. Listen with me. Did you hear me? You haven't chosen me. I've chosen you. I spotted you getting a better reflection of yourself in the admission that you couldn't solve the problem as it had been defined to you within your idea of your relationship with yourself. These things, I command you that you love one another. You look with me. If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. Why? If you were of the world would love his own. But because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. If you can listen to this, you can become what is termed a so-called Christian in the idea of the necessity of forgiveness that will give you a better reflection if indeed you have been chosen to perform this act. I would remind you that you have been chosen. Remember, the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. Listen, but all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. You can hear this. If I had not come and spoken unto them, they had not had a true reflection to themselves. This is called sin. But now they have no cloak for their sin. You listen with me. He that hateth me hates my Father also. If I had not come among you to do these works which no other man has done, they have not had sin. But now have they both seen and hated both me and my Father. But this cometh to pass, that the world might be fulfilled, that it is written, you listen with me, from Jesus, they hated me without a cause. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceeds from the Father, he will testify of me. Look, and you also shall bear witness, because you have been with me since the very beginning of time. Look with me. Here's a relative idea of the conscience, the science of the consciousness of your mind in relation to the reasonableness of looking out into the universe and letting your thought process, all right, which is actually not connected to your idea of body formulation at all, but is offering you through the Holy Ghost, through the Spirit of conversion, a new you. Listen, I have to read you just about it. How long? 622 years? Good. Remember, my dear ones, time is relative to the nature by which you're recognizing that Jesus is standing with us here and now. Listen. This is another aspect of the holographic bound that is truly amazing when you look at it, mainly that the maximum possible entropy depends on the boundary area instead of the volume that it contains. Can you hear this? Imagine that we are piling up computer memory chips in a big heap. The number of transistors, the total data storage capacity, increases with the volume of the heap. You can hear this. So too does the total thermodynamic entropy of all of the chips. Remarkably, though, the theoretically ultimate information capacity of the space occupied by the idea of the formulation of yourself increases only with the surface area, not with what it contains. Because volume increases more rapidly than surface area. Look with me. The point of entropy of all the chips would exceed the holographic bound. In fact, what fails is this pile of the idea of separate ideas, because all that's going to be required of me is a single idea that I intend to offer you right now as we increase our capacity to love one another. See, I've got an idea in the mind training, and I'm training my mind systematically to recognize Jesus. Instead of trying to compile all sorts of separate thoughts within the containment of my location of energy, I'll stand for just a moment next to you, and you and I together can have a whole new idea without regard to the conclusion that we reached. Shall we say why? The conclusion that we're going to reach will always be an extension that's further along in the idea of my capacity to hold on to the entropy of myself in the simple recognition of the love that I'm feeling for you. Now, the idea that we got together and performed this act, okay, in the hologram of light represented by the Savior of this sector, by my Savior, as an indication that He has chosen me, are my indication that within your mind, He has chosen you. You have not wanted to do this. As I just read you, the idea of the necessity for the containment of your location within the hologram are why you're here. As you separate yourself in a galactic idea, you begin to recognize your own wholeness, so that how you kept it separate becomes singular. And the idea of the love that I just felt for you as a good friend, the action of our mind in that discovery, have allowed us to proceed in an orderly fashion to a new idea of a formulation of light that is not contained within the dark form, but acts as a borderland as we ascend out into the universe. And the joy and love that I'm feeling for you, because our minds that now communicate individually with myself are totality of indications of what we are in the love that I'm feeling for the idea of the memory that we have together, this directly from Jesus, of coming into this parameter of association, being here for that moment, and journeying out in